Having waited behind extensive entrenchments until their position was completely invested, rebel commanders at Fort Donelson determined to attempt a breakout to the east, with plans to retire upon Nashville. Early on the morning of the 15th of February, 1862, leaving a skeleton force to man the trenches directly in front of the fort, the rebels massed for an attack against the Union right flank. The attack went off as planned, and by noon the rebels had succeeded in driving off McClernand's entire division to open a passage to the east. Absent from the field at the time of the attack, Union commander Ulysses S. Grant returned in time to order an advance on the thinly manned trenches in front of the fort. As a result of this counterattack, the enemy flanking force was recalled as elements of Wallace's division moved to shore up the Union right. Thus, concerted pressure against the entire rebel line succeeded in reinstating the federal investment. That night, under cover of darkness, Confederate commanders John Floyd and Gideon Pillow escaped downriver with some 2,000 men, while N.B. Forrest led his cavalrymen around the Union right. On the 16th, the remaining rebel commander, Simon Buckner, sent a message to Grant seeking terms and received the reply, "No terms except unconditional and immediate surrender." Thereafter, Union newspapers would represent the successful general as "Unconditional Surrender Grant."